There's always more to a horse than meets the eye. Isn't that right, sir?
How shall I put it, sir?
However you like, Corporal, said Captain Nichols somewhat frostily. But be careful what you say, for that's my horse you're speaking about, so take care.
Let's say I feel he has a mind of his own.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
He's good enough out on manoeuvres, real stayer, one of the very best. But inside the school, sir, he's a devil. And a strong devil, too. Never been properly schooled, sir. You can tell that. Farm horse, he isn't farm trained. If he's to make a cavalry horse, sir, he'll have to learn to accept the disciplines. He has to learn to obey instantly and instinctively. You don't want a prima donna under you when the bullets start flying.
Fortunately, Corporal, said Captain Nichols, fortunately this war will be fought out of doors and not indoors.
I asked you to train Jerry because I think you're the best man for the job. There's no one better in the squadron. If I had the time, I'd be schooling him on myself, but I'm far too busy trying to turn troopers into mounted infantry. A horse may carry you through, Corporal, but he can't do your fighting for you. And some of them still think they'll only be needing their sabres when they get out there. Some of them really believe that flashing their sabres around will frighten Jerry all the way home. I tell you, they have got to learn to shoot straight. We'll all have to learn to shoot straight if we want to win this war.
Yes, sir, said the corporal, with a new respect in his voice.